We crept across the floor, the weight placed trespass against the walls, thickened before our crawling space. However explicit she remained, too airy freezing our bedroom light, by stout rain and time itself, the quarters swelled like a soggy matchbox. The bed was burned, the ventilation renewed, but the lady's kin, alas, were gone. Her sisters, whom she had tended curtly, attained their ends of wintry defense, or married, or scattered. Her poor aunt swooned with no effects by coldest winter last, yet revived she was by spring, and lived out the fall. Starkest of noonday scars was she, that final winter, weathered by plagues forgotten, she remissed. She spoke plainly of all things imaginable. The last trump itself was shrew, by no merits mistook. She grew quiet by the hour wherein the sun tested her. Her talk was neither trite nor searing. Yea, she swore courteously in manner, and almost by her laughing tone she swore. Do not find so, she would say, love is damnable. Trifles these, her words were, yet I tremble in remembering them. But note then how gracefully my lady complimented the sky. No smile there is I have seen, nor shall hereafter seems, that could please so as to warm the rain in January. And forsooth to supplement the scene, out I her courtship drew. But what chill breezes flew in the adjacent window pane? The draught conspired and against us grew with that nightly January rain. And furious to the tip and breadth of capricious tongues, we neither slept nor altogether kept out disparagement. Misery lingered through morn, if fair the stars did wake us. Our refuge by day never once appeared thus. Her nose, pinkly stern, or teased with sapphire, wearied her, even so. Broke the ambivalence left impending. We reached the door, yea, but far too late. Seasons aftermore, but by a grief mistook for shame, her love I carried with, unguarded, even to her namesake's dome. As the dying sparrow flies in search of former nests, I returned to whence I tarried. The room was square, inert, wasting I was, it rested there. As I, her soul was very near, I sensed, and warranted by familiar swearing, thump, 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 the pain was quaking with the wire above. Seeming now I must have spoke to the syllable with all inflection predicated. Would you I blame the air if it conceded? Her spirit unhinged and departed.